Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lattman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Kluszewski moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pearsall. Kluszewski scores. Romano moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is walked intentionally. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Romano tags and scores. Smith scores. Rivera tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Kluszewski scores. Romano moves to second. It's 5-0. White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera is walked intentionally. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Latman hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to first to double up Held. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power misplays the ball. That's an error on Power. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Harshman pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Ray Webster pinch runs for Jack Harshman. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hirschl strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Webster now playing second base. Mike Garcia now pitching. Vic Power now playing first base. Tito Francona now playing center field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, held applying the tag. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Turk Lown now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a line drive towards the mound. Lown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webster moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Smith now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rivera is called out on strikes. 1 out. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Laun moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Laun tags and scores. Aparicio tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-4, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 4 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. 2 outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Lawler reaches third base with a triple. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-4, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 3 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Fitzgerald moves to second. Jim Baxas pinch hits for Bob Smith. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 4 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.